Today at Quadinam, December 5th. Beautiful fire puja today, invoking the gods to build the foundation of Iravan Temple, to bring all the mighty stones to Kauai from Bangalore, India, and it's a windy and rainy day, rendering our cool rainy season. We have three seasons here on this garden island of Kauai. The cool rainy season, which we're entering right now. And then we move into the warm rainy season. And then we move into the hot rainy season, which is slightly warmer than the warm rainy season. Each season varies from 5 to 7 degrees. We have the least rain in June and July. That's when we have our big festival of Satguru Purnima. And we hope that those of you who become a Modeling Academy students will join us. 1999, our 50th anniversary at Satguru Purnima. We experienced during our retreat Sivalaya Deepam, Shiva turning into a pillar of light. Another wonderful fire ceremony with all the devotees who live on the island here came and chanted and sang and prayed for a better life and a better world and the many tomorrows to come. Then we prayed it around and danced around the foundation of Iravan Temple. You may see some pictures of this on the internet. Here again in cyberspace, we have a question from Singapore. I am a Hindu. My wife is a Sikh. Gurudeva, should she go through a process of conversion? Well, of course, conversion is a very intimate process to go through. It takes much prayer and soul searching. Traditionally, in every religion, it's preferable that the wife become the religion of her husband. And it's much easier for a Sikh to become a Hindu than, say, a Catholic to become a Hindu or a Jew, because Sikhism is a outgrowth of the Sanatana Dharma. I would say, if it pleases her to do so, yes. But follow all the steps outlined in conversion, the latter chapters of Loving Ganesha, very, very carefully, so that a full conversion takes place. There's nothing worse than a partial conversion when we half accept the new tradition, but not fully subconsciously. I hope this answers your questions, and thank you very much for communicating with us from Singapore. Another thought about conversion is that it must be carefully considered, because a legal name change is very, very important. It could affect inheritances, family harmony, the children's life. There are many implications. Ask yourself, are you ready for this? Or just be very religious in the religion that you are. Often people come to Hinduism and for the first time in their lives become religious. They meet a guru, they meet the swamis, they hear things that they've never heard before. They attend festivals and sing with abandonment. And then, when they go back to their own religion, they are religious within the religion. Why did they leave their religion in the first place? Nothing wrong with their religion, it's just that they weren't religious. Out of religion comes culture. Out of worship in the temple comes the Hindu culture. For we learn to treat each other as we approach and treat the deity, and the deity within the temple treats us. When the temples are abandoned, the culture slowly goes away. Can it be retrieved? Yes, it can, by building the temples again. A true Hindu will always build a temple in the local community wherever he lives, and he'll start by building one within his own home, a sacred shrine room. Well, I'll be seeing you tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. We'll be together for 5 days, and then we're off on another retreat for 2 days to reflect on the past and on the future days to come. Take time to reflect. Nice to see you in cyberspace. We'll see you tomorrow, December 6th.